KDE Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The Supreme Court is leaving in place the FDA's approval of a drug used in a popular abortion pill while legal proceedings over it continue. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Earlier this month, a federal judge in Texas blocked the drug's 23-year-old approval, which could have limited access to the pill nationwide, even in states where abortion is legal.
The legal default is to say, let's maintain the status quo while the case is being appealed. And that's exactly what is going to happen now.
Anti-abortion rights activists had hoped the court would uphold the ban in its first major decision on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade last year.
Now to Sudan, where the army says the evacuation of some foreign nationals has started amid fierce fighting in the nation's capital. Andrew Harding is with the BBC.
Sudan's regular army has announced that preparations are underway to airlift British, French, American, and Chinese diplomats and nationals from Khartoum immediately. For that to happen, the airport near the city center would have to be secured. It's understood that various countries have military transport planes on standby in nearby countries like Djibouti.
Outrage from some students in Florida over Governor Ron DeSantis, his education policies, and his political ambitions. CBS's Mark Strassman explains.
To these folks, it's all about national politics and his personal ambition. To his supporters, it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, they believe what he believes. That is that there is a lot being taught in Florida schools that is unacceptable and beyond parental control.
Republicans in the U.S. House and Manhattan's top prosecutor have ended a battle over the Trump investigation.
I'm Tom Foti. Resolving a legal dispute between a local prosecutor and a committee of Congress, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has agreed to let Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee question an ex-prosecutor in his office about the criminal case against former President Donald Trump, but with a lawyer from the New York County District Attorney's office at his side. That ends a lawsuit D.A. Bragg filed against the committee. That had been in the courts, which did delay the committee questioning. That is now scheduled to happen in mid-May. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
That warm weather on the East Coast is making way for storms. Mike Bettis is at the Weather Channel.
We've got good upper-level support as well, so a lot of different things come together to produce storms. They race their way from the Tennessee Valley right into the Northeast, especially from, say, Myrtle Beach up toward Washington, D.C., and all points in between. Watching for severe storms that could produce some hail and some high wind.
It's so hot in Thailand, authorities are warning people to stay indoors. In one province, it feels like a sweltering 129 degrees. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your...
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mixture of precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs around 42, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, chance of snow showers, lows around 28. More clouds than sun tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, 44. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Folks, welcome to the Cripes Cast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and this is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome. We got another episode of the Cripescast today. I'm talking with Will Burkhardt. He is a comedian. He is going to be in Milwaukee at the Improv on April 13th and then in Janesville on the 14th and the 15th, again of April. Check out his website, thewillburkhardt.com. Will and I, funny dude. We took a while talking about things like water, bottled water, and the periodic table of elements, and had a lot of ramblings for a couple two comedians. So I enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm going to be honest with you, Colleen. I think we did wormhole a few places, though.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Yeah, you definitely did. But that's okay, because the wormholes, inside the wormholes, you know what's in wormholes?
Worms.
And you know what happens when you got worms? You can catch walleyes.
Okay.
So, you're in for something special today, I'll tell you that.
Have you noticed how there aren't, like, a lot of worms anymore on the sidewalks? You know, like, growing up, like, when it would rain,
yeah,
worms would just be everywhere.
God, I love this conversation, because my first reaction to that was being like...
Eye roll.
And they're like, Colleen, there are a lot of worms on the sidewalks. They're only there, though, after it rains.
At first I'm like,
you just haven't been walking around while it's raining.
Mm-mm.
And then I was thinking, what if there is a worm shortage in the world? You know,
I've been thinking about this for the past couple of years, because I feel like as a kid, it would rain and you would like, it was, they're everywhere.
Well, it depends where you live, but they're everywhere here when it rains. I'll tell you that.
Yesterday, walking into work, I didn't see any. And it was like right after a rainfall.
Well, the time of the year depends, too. And uh-huh. Also, you know what's fun? You know, they call them night crawlers, right?
Yeah.
So I'll walk around here. And for people who don't know, I'm in Milwaukee. But you walk around the neighborhood at night, especially during this time of year,
okay,
in the spring. And you just hear this little rustling. And you're like, what is that? And then as you get closer to the sound, you realize, oh my gosh, this is these old leaves. And then you pick up the leaves and it's all these night crawlers.
Have you really done that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single worm since I've moved to Milwaukee.
Well, you're not looking close enough for the worms.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, maybe you're onto something. Now I'm starting to think, oh, geez, I'm going to Google that.
When's the last time you saw a good old fashioned worm?
I mean, you know what? I'm just going to
do
what you should have done before bringing this onto the podcast.
It's an intrusive thought. Sorry, I didn't think to.
A nightcrawler shortage in the world.
Thanks to the people who said God bless you.
There's a nationwide summer shortage of Canadian nightcrawlers. It's just nightcrawlers are just part of the global warming problem. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
wow. Do you have a spoon I can eat all these words with? Ontario worm suppliers blame nightcrawler shortage on long winter.
Oof.
Well, this is from 2014, so okay. I don't think this is now. But it's also, these are nightcrawler suppliers, you know? So these are people in the biz, and maybe I'd have to dive down a little further in this, because maybe they have like a worm factory, you know, or a worm farm rather. And maybe
aren't worm farms like a thing kids?
Yeah, my dad has one in the basement.
Right. So then I'm just imagining like a giant factory filled with worm farms.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then Worm Man becomes a thing because he got bit by a worm.
Oh,
radioactive.
Worm Man would be awesome. That'd be a great superhero. Nightcrawler Man.
What would their power be?
The ability to burrow under the dirt and show up in a different part of the deal. But his kryptonite is every time it rains, he's got to come up. And he just...
No, it should be sun, because if you leave the worms out, they dry out.
Oh, like
rain
that's
is
true.
Where he works.
Rain is when he gets some...
So he lives in Seattle.
but Seattle's getting warmer, so climate change is messing with his deal. Maybe that's where the plot begins.
Maybe this is a commentary about global warming.
Every comic book is a commentary about something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why people really get into them.
I just like it for the
yeah,
hot actually, superheroes that's not superhero costumes. I'm there for Chris Evans and Chris Evans alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That also is not why people get into them. That's sort of the subtle undertone for nerds at Comic-Con, which I've been one. I've been one of those nerds. I've been to Comic-Con, not to brag. I was working there.
Okay, I was going to say, what did you dress up as?
No, I was working there.
Nice.
I was a reporter. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, here you have it. My conversation with Will Burkhart. Sweet. So where are you at right now? Oh, what are you drinking? Is that a big Sprite?
No, it's just a big water.
Okay.
I'm big on, I'm not like that bougie of a dude, but I'm very bougie with water.
Okay. It's interesting you say that because I literally just thought you were chugging a 2-liter bottle of Sprite. I thought you went from complete two different people in just a matter of moments for me.
Yeah, the bottom half of me is just a disaster.
So what kind of water is that?
It's Mountain Valley. It has like a bunch of good stuff in it, like, you know, I don't know, calcium, magnesium. I just like, for some reason, I'm just big with water. I'm a big hydration guy. And yeah. If I see like a Whole Foods, I'll grab like a fancy water, you know?
Yeah, treat yourself to some nice, like, can you tell the difference when you have a little calcium in your water?
Hey, the calcium really comes through.
Does it?
No, I don't know. Palate? It's all placebo. And it works. Yeah. Win. They get me. I don't care about placebo. Placebo's like, I don't care if I think it works and it makes me feel better, then like, cool. I don't care if it actually works. As long as I feel like it works. Who cares?
All advertising companies are banking on this. What about magnesium? Right, what is it? Do you have to know that what the thing in the water does, or is it just, there's some fun in there? That sounds like it's good for me.
Yep. All it is. It's like, this seems like it'd be good for me.
Yeah. Like magnesium. I've heard of that.
Yep.
But I can't really tell you what it does. It sounds like it'd be a cool band.
or a whole genre. Who knows?
Yeah.
Dude, exactly. Dude, that's exactly
what are you doing tonight? I'm going to see the Magnesium show. Holy shit. You
must be
hardcore. Yeah.
Who's opening? Who's opening? Phosphate, I think, is opening.
Phosphate. Yeah. It used to be the other way around, though. There was a time when Magnesium was opening for Phosphate. I mean, it's just crazy how... You know, how the mineral worlds work in these.
Well, it's even crazier is how calcium really set the table for these bands, you know.
Oh,
they really were the main influence, let's be honest.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's unfortunate what people started saying about Fluoride. You know, I thought they were a killer band, but then people just start hating them, like Nickelback, and then all of a sudden Fluoride was like lame overnight, you know.
Yep. And I'm also wondering if we could do this for the whole podcast.
Probably.
If we could just name the periodic table of elements in band form for an hour.
Unfortunately, I pulled Fluoride from the depths of my chemistry, the echoey basement of my chemistry brain. And so I think I may be out soon.
It's very impressive.
I was about to say something that starts with B. And I wanted to say Borat, and I know that's wrong.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like Borat. Like my wife.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking of. I think I'm now not naming elements. I'm naming movie characters.
Movie characters from the 2000s. That's fine. Yeah. Same thing.
It's probably what I was doing when I was supposed to be studying chemistry. That's probably why it's in there.
Right. And you were just looking up Borat videos on YouTube instead. Dude, I never even took chemistry. I have a whole graduated high school, got a bachelor's degree in college, never took chemistry once. And I'm so thankful that I didn't. Because it was like every time like kids took chemistry, they were like miserable. And everyone was like, this is the hardest class I've ever taken. And in my head, I was like, hey, what if I just never did that? And I just didn't do it. And everything was worked out just fine.
That's crazy. I say that's crazy, but now that I think of it, I don't know if I took calculus or not. And I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I definitely didn't. No, there was a class, dude. The senior year of high school, I took a class called math analysis. It was like the pre-calc book, like the first half. That's the furthest I got with my math career. It was like before it started to get really hard, it was for like kind of like the dumber math kids, for like the like f- around kids, you know? It was just like, hey, you can't even get to the pre part. You're like pre-calc, basically. So I don't, it makes sense why I'm a comedian, you know?
Yeah, me as well. But I do think it's different though that you didn't take chemistry. I don't think there was any getting around chemistry where I came from.
That's what I thought too. That's what I thought too. I think that was like the assumption is like you could, like I took geology instead and like no one cared.
Really?
And I was like, how did they let me get away with that?
Colin, did you take chemistry?
I took honors chemistry junior year, and my crush gave me answers.
Oh my gosh. You know,
yeah, 'cause it's so hard. That makes sense. I wish I had a crush to give me answers for everything.
You know, I'm not sure what's worse. No, I do know what's worse. Now, it used to be like people were just screw offs, like all of us in this podcast right now. And then you just ended up becoming like a comedian or working for a comedian. But now you can be a screw off and you just use ChatGPT. Is that it? Chat? What comes first, the P or the T? Do you know?
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
ChatGPT?
No idea.
You haven't heard that yet?
No. Oh, man. Is it? Did you learn about it in chemistry?
No, I didn't learn anything in chemistry aside for fluoride, which I think I learned in the news. No, it's the little chatbot AI thing that you like type stuff in. Like you say, write me a science paper on the elements of the table, and it'll write you a full-on paper. Like you can ask it to write jokes. You can ask it to like write a screenplay, and it does it. Yeah, it's not very good.
Well, here I was asking the little Microsoft Word Clippy character. I was asking him for help.
I know. I was asking him for help too, and honestly, he wasn't very helpful. He was kind of an elitist paperclip, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't like his attitude. He'd always be very kind of condescending. Like, oh, you may need some help, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, like, it looks like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, are you sure you spelled that right? Interesting.
Listen to me,
you sure?
Clippy. I'm sitting here just trying to pretend like I'm working right now. So why don't you go screw a staple? You know?
Thank you. Exactly. I wanted to say that too. Because I can X out of him at any time. I could end him. I can go, you're done, Clippy. But I'm too nice, so I don't do that. But I want him to realize that, you know?
You know the thing, though? He does realize that. And you know what he wants you to realize and all of us to realize is he can come back at any time for any reason.
You're so right.
Not like that, but
I get what you mean. Hey, yeah. Clippy, who knows what he's getting into when you X out of him, you know?
I feel like Clippy, when he's not on Microsoft Word. First of all, I love how we're going to continue this conversation, which is really only going to hit a very specific demographic between the ages of 32. Colleen, do you know what we're talking about with Clippy?
I know what you're talking about. Yes, he was killed off, and it was it was in The Office.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he was also killed off. I'm looking up news articles right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this is how you remember my reaction to whatever the chatbot thing you said. Remember my thing was like, what are you talking about? That's everyone during the Clippy conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. Because everyone's just sitting there like, man, these guys are old. Yeah. How old are you?
But like, we're not that old, dude. I'm only 54. You know,
you're 54. Yeah, I'm 48. So, you know,
I'm 29. Nice. Dude. What about you?
I'm 35.
Okay.
35.
Yeah. Well, you look great for 35.
Thanks, man. It's the lights and I'm trying to moisturize more.
Good. Moisturize and lights. That's all we need to know.
Yeah. I didn't realize how important moisturizer was until later on in my life. And so if I can give you any advice as a 29-year-old, it's moisture goes along. Well, you know what? I'm talking to the water guy right now. So.
Yeah, dude, I got magnesium, calcium, and borat inside of me, okay? I got it.
It's seeping out. You don't need to put anything on that.
See how big this thing is?
Yeah, that is huge. That is a big old water bottle, dude.
Wait, can I swear, by the way? I don't know how family-friendly this show is.
It's fine. If it's really bad, we'll end it up. Excuse me while I take a big drink of water in my reusable water bottle, to one-up you.
Yeah, I don't need this, all right? I don't need this.
You know, glass actually takes a lot of carbon to make. That is an element. It's a big carbon footprint.
Right. Okay. So,
I like to step lighter with my I have more of a phosphorus footprint. I'll tell you that.
Bro, I'll leave this room if we keep doing elements.
All right. Sorry. You gave me a warning. All right. Hey. So where are you from?
I grew up in like the Bay Area. Like, it's so funny to say like. No, literally, that's where I grew up. I grew up in the Bay Area, so like near Oakland and Berkeley. It's like San Francisco, if we want to zoom out even more.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm like a West Coast guy. Funny enough, since this is all a very Midwestern driven show, from what I've been told, I was actually born in Peoria.
Wait, Illinois. Time out. You were born in Peoria, but did you say, from what I've been told, that was like a low key stabbed me as you were, you could have left that out. I know, but you could have left it out and just pretended like you listened to the podcast every week. You could have just left out that clause.
You're right. Here, like, cut that out, and now this is the part. Now this is the podcast, right? This is now we start now. Now, okay, and I go and ready. So, say action. Just say action.
And action.
Say it loud. Say it like you like your director. Sorry. I don't like how you did that.
Action.
So, you know, obviously I'm a big fan of the podcast, and I'm kind of like fanning out right now.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
It's just, you guys are doing such good things. Especially for how much we talk about elements. It's just such an honor to be here. I definitely have a lot of ties to the Midwest though. And I was looking forward to like at least touching base on that. Cause like, oh, we have some common ground. Cause I was like born in Illinois and I also went to college in Chicago. So I've literally split time between like California and the Midwest and like my whole life, basically.
That's great. So where in Illinois? Did you say Peoria?
Peoria. I lived there from when I was an infant to when I was three. So not a lot of memories there. Isn't that great of a place. I think there's some great people. From what I've from neighbors I've been told about, they were awesome people. But it seems like I'm pretty grateful to have grown up where I did compared to there. No offense to the area, I love people there. But okay, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. You did good. You covered up some of your tracks.
Pretty good there.
it's still snowing out, so they won't tell by the morning what you really thought. Do you know the greatest comedian to come out of Peoria, Illinois?
Pryor.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure you knew. Look at me trying to school you on facts from my experience doing one show in Peoria.
That's like the one thing I know, honestly. I think Cosby's, I mean, not to get all dicey right now, but I know he has some Peoria ties as well. I could be making that up, which so not worth it to have made it up.
No. That's like going out of your way to tell me that you've been told about my podcast.
Dude, that got edited out, man.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Jesus. We'll edit this out again too. Sorry. Right. I have I'm a very small man inside. You know.
Okay, good. So, thanks for telling me.
I mean, there could be other remnants of that come throughout this podcast. But so anyway, you're in Peoria till the age of three, and then you bounce back to California.
So I was in California for my whole life, basically, from like all school, like three through 18. And then I went, and then I wanted to go to film school. So it was either LA, Chicago, or New York. New York was like too kind of scary. It's so far away and it was just so intimidating. And I couldn't get into like the NYU because it didn't take chemistry. And then LA.
It'll bite you in the ass.
They were like, oh, geology, cool, man. Next. And LA, I couldn't get into like the really good schools there. I got into like some state schools in LA, but I was like, I don't want to go to like a crappy school. And then my sister actually lived in Chicago at the time. So I've been there a few times and I got into DePaul, which is a pretty good school.
I almost went to DePaul too.
Really?
Yeah. 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 We almost were. I'm too old. We've known each other.
You're a lot older.
Unless I did a lot worse in DePaul than I did at Madison. Because then I would have been there 6 years and we would have maybe crossed paths.
Right. And I would have been like, damn, this guy moisturized. He looks great.
Yeah. I didn't at that point, but I would have.
It's weird if you're a young person moisturizing. You're like, what are you doing? Don't be weird. Why are you moisturizing?
It's like, do you know how much that moisturizer costs? You could save yourself so much money if you just wait till you had a nice base layer of wrinkles. You know?
Yeah. At least have something to cover up. Don't cover up acne with moisturizer.
I know. That is it. Because for a long time, you use a moisturizer, and then it's just causing you to break out into acne. And you're like, I'm not going to do this. I'm trying to make friends, you know?
Yeah,
and
dude.
Everyone knows you can't make a lot of friends when you got all these pimples.
I know that all too well.
Me too. And I just want to say, no offense to anyone who's got pimples. I'm sure you do have a lot of friends, but I'm just saying, hypothetically, there are some pimple people who are prejudiced against pimples out there. And I don't think that's right.
Very, yeah, they have an odd crew. You know, it's about 12 of them. They meet every week.
Uh-huh. And they're like, I've had enough of these gosh damn. And they say gosh. I don't know why.
But they still say damn. And you're like, hey, just swear or don't swear, you know?
Yeah, but they like to split the difference, those pimple prejudiced people. And they say, I've had enough of these gosh damn pimples out there. We're going to put an end to the pimply people.
Yeah.
And that's the most extreme one, because that's a lot of people you got to put an end to. Everyone gets pimples.
It was a hard time. I had some pretty gnarly acne, and that was like no joke.
Shit
was like pretty like depressing. Like you looked bad. I mean, puberty hit me hard. And it was just so sad, and like your face like hurt. Like it hurts to have acne. Like the pimples all hurt. So that shit was like so miserable. Do not reminisce about those times. I mean, I talk about it in my act a lot of just how high school is such a weird time. Just learning so many things we don't need, being so horny the whole time, and just like looking so ugly. It's like, what a weird time.
Terrible combo. Yeah.
It's really horrible.
I used to get pimples inside my nose.
Dude, it's the worst. That's insane.
Those hurt so bad. And my nose is already big. And then when I get those, it swells up even more. And it turns like it gets a red spot on it.
Tough.
I've been through some shit in my life, you know? And yeah. So anyway.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson and Walks can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A mixture of precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs around 42, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, chance of snow showers, lows around 28. More clouds than sun tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, 44. A dusting of snow today.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
So you grow up, you're going back there, and you decide DePaul. Now, what really sold you on DePaul, aside for not being able to get into? The only thing you've told me about the reason you went to DePaul so far is you couldn't get into the other places you wanted to go more.
I mean, that's not super far off. It was like the best school that I got into. And it was, I liked the vibe of where it was, because that's the only school that's actually like in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, right.
Like all like Northwestern, University of Chicago, they're like way outside of Chicago. So that was like in the city of Chicago. So we joked the whole time. It was like when you went to school there, it was basically just you like lived in Chicago and like went to school sometimes. That's what it's like when you're like 19, you're just living in. I mean, I took the train and bus to school. I mean, it was a very like, it made me like grow up. I feel like I grew up in Chicago because I was just with like adults and crazy people, like, you know, at 8 a.m. every day. I mean, it was pretty intense, but I'm so thankful for that because where I grew up was so like sheltered and safe. And it was like a nice, like kind of shake up and gave me some culture. So it was awesome. I had such a great time. But I also, when I was done with college, I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going right back. I'm going right to LA.
Why?
And I've been in LA ever since.
What? Okay. For career, or was there something about Chicago that, was it the winters you couldn't stand?
Mostly. Yeah, that was horrible. Yeah, the winters are, it's like, it's so cliche, but I mean, it's just like a way of life thing. Because I grew up in California. So it's like, I'm not used to that. I'm not used to not going outside for 7 months. I mean, that's...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Wisconsin Badgers will hang on, and they'll win their eighth bowl game in the last nine trips as the Badgers hold off Oklahoma State 24-17.
This is The Launch, presented by Old Dutch. Quality lives here.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
Now live from Camp Randall Stadium, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFleur.
Since 2018, there will be a version of a spring game for the Wisconsin Badgers. We call it The Launch, under the direction of first-year head coach Luke Fickell. First chance for fans to come out to Camp Randall Stadium and get a sneak peek at the 2023 Wisconsin Badgers. Today does not end the spring drills. They will actually practice a couple of times again next week. But this is it's about as highly anticipated as we have noticed around Wisconsin football in the month of April, with the change of coaching staff, the philosophical shift of what they're doing offensively, and we'll get a little peek of that today here at Camp Randall Stadium. Chilly enough, it's spring in Wisconsin. Sometimes it's in name only, 39 degrees right now. Looks like we'll get into the low to mid-40s as we move through this spring practice slash game here this afternoon. Coming up, we'll hear from quarterback Tanner Mordecai, and then coming up, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell as our coverage of The Launch presented by Old Dutch continues. Back in a couple, this is Badger football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As generations of Badger fans know, seasons change and years move by quickly. But for Old Dutch, one thing is consistent, a commitment to providing taste sensations for generations of hometown Badger fans. As it has since its start 90 years ago, the iconic Old Dutch windmill rotates on, and with every new turn, new flavor favorites are discovered. Like our new Ripples All-Dressed Potato Chips, a sweet and savory combination of ketchup, barbecue, sour cream and onion, and salt and vinegar. For every generation and new taste sensation, we're proud to say Old Dutch. Quality lives here.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Back at Camp Randall, joined by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Coach, you talked about at one point with the media about when, you know, the first couple of practices, everybody's bouncing around, excited. It's the middle ones, and now that you're getting close to the end, have you liked how your guys have not just
gotten through a practice but have worked to get better every day?
Yeah, I think the great thing is we've had some of that adversity. We've been able to challenge them because there's been a couple days where, you know, maybe we didn't do exactly what we needed to do and you hit a wall a little bit. And, you know, that's usually one side of the ball or the other because, you know, one guy has one side of the ball, maybe has a better practice, the other side of the ball the next day. So it gives you an opportunity to kind of continue to challenge them. It gives you an opportunity to kind of point out the situations and the things that we got to do better. But all in all, they've continued to answer the bell. I think today was a really good day for us to see what kind of leadership we've got because it's that practice 12 right before the kind of the big scrimmage to see that, hey, this isn't about prepping for the scrimmage. It's about continue to push.
And you talked about that. I know you mentioned it with the media here, too. That this is, you know, these spring games or the launches, we're calling this. Different schools can have different approaches to this where you split the teams up. But this is a serious evaluation day, right, how you want to go about this?
It is. It is. I think we haven't quite told those guys that just yet. Tomorrow we'll have a team meeting and kind of really say, hey, this is a competitive situation. We're playing to win. This isn't one of those things that, hey, we just want to go out there and have some fun, which we will, but we want them to play to win. We want to see what kind of pressure that puts on guys and how they handle and how they respond. And it gives us a chance to, you know, not be so limited in what you're doing. And some people say, well, don't want to show everybody everything. That doesn't bother me. I think that we need to see more about ourselves and give ourselves the opportunity to give these guys things to handle as opposed to just limiting ourselves offensively and defensively.
I'm going to preface this because the launch isn't the last practice. There are two more next week. But at the beginning, Coach, you mentioned, I said, you wanted to get an idea of what your ones and twos look like. And you said really more 1A, 1B. So as we sit here in the third week of April, knowing that you're not quite done with the spring session, you and your staff getting a grip on what 1A and 1B could potentially look like in the fall?
Yeah, I think that it's a little bit harder on Saturday probably to limit that. What we'd like to do is say the 1As and the 1Bs only play with the 1s, mm-hmm. which gives some of those other guys more opportunities with the 2s and even more opportunities with the 3s. I don't know if we're quite there. There's some situation, like there's 1A and a 1B at tailback, and those guys won't be in with anybody else but that first crew and probably won't be in there as much when it's a live situation in the first half with those guys just because you know a lot more about them. As many of the wideouts that have been rolling through, it's hard to kind of separate them. We're getting to that point. I think by fall camp, we've got to be there, but probably not as clear cut as that. So you'll see more guys probably bouncing back and forth with the ones and the twos than hopefully we'd have in the future.
Finally, more of a general note here, as locked in as you are every day, I would imagine you've had a chance to meet a lot of the football alums who have come through here at practice, and you've gotten a taste on maybe how excited they are for what lies ahead here. Right?
Well, it's nice to see guys multiple times when they come back. So that kind of says, okay, they're excited about what's going on. And, you know, everybody I think that has been amazing to us, meaning that, like, you know, we are outsiders. We were outsiders. We're now not outsiders.
Not anymore.
And that's the way, you know, I envision it, that if you go, you go all in and you embrace everything. So they've been great. They've showed up. Hopefully we'll get more guys out here on Saturday. I wish we had more time to spend with them. You know, right after practice, you'd love to spend some time with them, but you also have recruits, and then you've got to get up and watch. So I'm not saying we're still young, but, you know, there's a lot of things that we're doing that hopefully next year and the following year we'll have a little bit more time to even, you know, to spend with some of those former players. But their support means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to the entire program.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Stay with us. More to come as the launch presented by Old Dutch continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up. That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him
but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, and he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Our coverage of the launch presented by Old Dutch continues here at Camp Randall Stadium. We just heard from head coach Luke Fickell. Now time to hear from the starting quarterback, Tanner Mordecai, sixth-year senior out of Waco, Texas. This is his third college program. First it was Oklahoma, then SMU, and now the Badgers. Last 2 years with the Mustangs, he put up video game type of numbers, 72 touchdown passes, throwing for more than 7,100 yards. So, yes, he is new to Wisconsin, but as we mentioned, this is year number six. And with that experience, he's bringing some leadership to the Badgers.
I've had a lot of experiences from Oklahoma and SMU and starting for 2 years last year, or last 2 years. You know, just coming from starting 24 games, you learn a lot. Learn what not to do and learn what to do. And, you know, only have a year here. So I don't want to left any stone unturned. And I just kind of take the bull by the horns and lead by any way I can and do whatever I can to win football games.
It was interesting. I was reading about you, and you thought there for a time that you were going to make yourself available for the draft. And then this decision to come here to work with Coach Longo. When it's all said and done, Tanner, where do you want to be better? What's going to be the difference for you rather than thinking of going out and then obviously being draft eligible next year and seeing where that takes you?
Hopefully I can just show, you know, the scouts and everybody that I can do what I did, you know, in a group of five conference. I can do that at the Big Ten, at the biggest stage. So, I mean, I think that's the biggest reason. I was like 90% going to the draft last year. And, you know, I got some information from scouts and teams and stuff that I wasn't too fired up about. You know, this kind of situation presented itself with Coach Longo, and I felt as if, you know, it might be something that I shouldn't pass up, and it was kind of a perfect fit. And that's about it.
Sure. Everybody here is getting to know all of you guys. You know, coming yourself, obviously, Coach Longo. What should we know? I was asking Braden about this. Just the conversations that you two have, you know, you and Coach Longo talking ball. And, yeah. But I get the impression, even the social media clips, there's a rapport here. It seems like you guys, it's coach to player, but you guys can have a little fun at the other's expense.
No doubt. Coach Longo is very laid back, relaxed, go with the flow guy. At the same time, he is very serious about what he's doing. Obviously, that's why he's, you know, one of the best in all of football, college and NFL. So, yeah, he definitely has a balance. You know, he cuts up in the meeting room sometimes, and we laugh about different stuff. And but yeah, he's a cool going guy, which makes it really easy to play for him.
I'm sure you got asked a lot after the 9 touchdown game that you had last year, but what in the world is that like? It just sounds like backyard, like growing up playing backyard football to throw 9 in a game is kind of crazy.
No, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we were just clicking. It was just one of those nights. You know, the Coach Lashley does a great job. You know, he's very successful. And, you know, Coach Lashley and Coach Brewer and the rest of offensive staff did a great job that week preparing. And we had some different sets and formations that we knew that we were locking them into a certain coverage, and we were just dialing it up. And, you know, those guys do such a great job and put me in a position to, you know, succeed. And we just executed at a really high level, and we just did it consistently for 4 quarters. And, you know, it just kind of worked out that I threw 9. I mean, we very well could have ran for 5 and thrown for 4, you know. Okay. It's just kind of one of those nights that, you know, whenever that pass just kind of made a few miss and got in the end zone. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Just clicking at all on all levels with your boys is pretty special. Yeah,
nothing like whatever you dial up, it's going to work.
Yeah.
I know you got banged up in the game against Cincinnati last year, but what do you, what people here are trying to, obviously the defense here has been really good for a while. Coach Tressel's reputation is great. He said that one of the best compliments he ever had after game, and it was against Wisconsin like 10, 11 years ago, where one of the running backs said it felt like there were 100 guys out there, not 11. Is that like, are they just a disruptive, you don't know for sure where the pressure's coming from, or what's the thing that makes that such a challenge?
They, you know, three safety stuff is kind of the new thing in college football for defense, and they have a really unique wrinkle off of that three safety. And I think they just do it at a really high level. A lot of defenses try to do it, but I don't think they're successful. But these coaches have, you know, all the guys in the right spots and, you know, not giving away stuff and sticking to their keys. And, yeah, they do a really good job.
That's quarterback Tanner Mordecai. Stay with us. Our coverage of the launch presented by Old Dutch continues in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badgers fans, it's time to gear up for the season. So let's do it right. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more. Shields has everything you need to show your Wisconsin pride. Visit our fan shop online or in-store for the biggest and best brands in the game. You'll find the right gear to level up your team spirit with all the essentials for your pregame parking lot party. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
As generations of Badger fans know, seasons change and years move by quickly. But for Old Dutch, one thing is consistent, a commitment to providing taste sensations for generations of hometown Badger fans. As it has since its start 90 years ago, the iconic Old Dutch windmill rotates on, and with every new turn, new flavor favorites are discovered. Like our new Ripples All-Dressed Potato Chips, a sweet and savory combination of ketchup, barbecue, sour cream and onion, and salt and vinegar. For every generation and new taste sensation, we're proud to say Old Dutch, quality lives here.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Old Dutch is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. Try the new Ripples All-Dressed Potato Chips. Seasoned with a sweet and savory blend of classic Old Dutch flavors. Old Dutch quality lives here. Our pregame, air quotes, pregame coverage continues alongside Mike Lucas and Mark Tauscher. I'm Matt LePay at Camp Randall Stadium. This is the launch. It will be game-like. They'll get into some 11-on-11, some situational stuff. They'll run some two-minute offense as well. It'll be two 20-minute halves. If either of you guys want to explain the format, you can go ahead and do that right now. Don't worry about the score. Let's just put it that way. We'll throw it out there every now and then. But Tosh, let's start with you. Spring game experience as a player. What did you want to get out of it?
Yeah, I remember the first time I was actually going to be playing with the two deep, and I sprained my ankle, I don't want to say on Monday of coming into that week, and I had family coming in. And for a young player, it's really important. It was to kind of solidify your spot, make sure the coaches knew. Back then we played full tilt, it was tackle, and you'd get a chance to block the ones, you know, Tark Sala or these other guys that you're blocking, and you can show a lot to your coaching staff. And I think from a veteran standpoint, it's more about improving, and you don't really want to get hurt. You have your spot, but you want to continue to improve. And this, I think, for this game, the launch today, I really think this is going to be a lot of that same feeling that I had back when I was a freshman going into my second year, where you have to prove a lot. Because, yeah, you have a lot of guys, Braylon, you have a lot of players here that have done a lot of great things, but it's under an old regime. It is just like when you have a new coach come in the NFL or a new GM, you need to reestablish yourself. You see the film, but I think for these guys today, there's going to be a lot of excitement that if it was the fourth year or fifth year under the same coaching staff, it would be a whole different vibe. And I think that's why you felt there's a lot more excitement coming here this afternoon.
And, Mike, this is ones versus ones, twos versus twos, some mix and matching. I mean, there are various ways you could go about a spring game. You could have a draft or you split the squad in another way. But it seems like this is going to be a good evaluation day for Fickell and his staff here today.
That's the operative word, isn't it, evaluation, because that's what this spring is all about. Most of the coaches have emphasized one word, simplicity, whether it's on defense or offense throughout the spring. But when you think about it, it's a little more complicated than that because of some of the things that Tausch just brought up. You have the returning players who are kind of involved in a totally different system, learning how they want to play it now with this new staff. You have a number of transfers who are going to definitely be factors on both sides of the ball. So I look at it as a puzzle. You throw all the pieces on the tabletop and try to figure out which fit. It's far from being a done project. I think it's going to take a little bit longer to really get a feel for what Wisconsin has, especially on the defense. I think you and I were talking earlier that offensively they look like they do have those pieces, those moving parts that can help them be effective in the fall.
Yeah, and I think it's just as important from a coaching staff standpoint because this is your first real look. I know they've had some open practices and some other things, but you want to get your fan base excited. You want, you know, all of the talk that we've seen. This is your first real impression of what you're going to see this fall, and you want to showcase really well today, where I think in the past maybe it was more let's get our work in and let's move. I think there is that almost you want to prove to everybody that what you're doing is going to work, and you want that excitement just to keep building.
Everybody knows it's different, but how is it different?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think everybody is really enamored with this is going to look different. It's going to be a different team. But the thing that you keep hearing from the coaching staff is you still are going to play to your strengths and you're still going to think Wisconsin football. It's just going to be packaged maybe a little bit differently.
Lou, to your point about the offense, Phil Longo has stated publicly he wants to use three or four running backs, three tight ends, 7 to 9 offensive linemen, 5 to 6 wide receivers, and one quarterback. The good news to that last part is that he has more than one. There's been a separation. Tanner Mordecai is the starter, and it was anticipated. He's a sixth-year player. But Braden Locke, you and I were talking about him a moment ago. He's someone who is, you talk to him, you walk away impressed. For the fans who watch him, I think you will walk away impressed. He looks like he belongs.
No, and I agree with you, and let's be honest about the top three quarterbacks, Mordecai, Locke, and Evers, they're here because of not only Luke Fickell, they're here because of Phil Longo. Yep. They would not be a part of this program if they didn't believe that Longo can get the best out of them and maximize their skills, because that's the reputation that Longo has. What, 3+ decades of coaching offense, a real disciple of Mike Leach. In particular, Braden Locke went to Mississippi State and played for the late Mike Leach, and so it makes it a more natural fit now to transfer here and then learn from Longo.
I talked to, a lot of us did, to Locke about Mike Leach, who passed away a few months ago now, and he said, you know, he's so sad that he's gone. He's so grateful that he got to play for him over a year this past season, although as a redshirt. But I asked him, I said, you know, the Leach that we saw, he's just kind of that live wire, and he said that's pretty much who he was, you know, laid back but a brilliant football mind.
And his whole philosophy, Leach's, and now it's Longo's philosophy, is you allow your good athletes the freedom to be good athletes. Your skill position players, you want to put them in positions where they can utilize their skill. We've seen it with so many other teams that have come into Camp Randall Stadium over the years with more spread out attacks. And Longo was also picked this spring, making sure that people realize it's not a throw attack only. If you look at his numbers at North Carolina, they were pretty balanced with the run and the pass.
Yeah, he really adjusted the personnel. And there, and we've heard this a lot over the years. I think you hear it a lot if you watch the Packers. Short passes, they consider those as run plays.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, Mike, just listening to you talk about the spread them out. And I always just remember, again, it is a new era of football. Everybody knows that, and that's why we're all excited to see kind of that first look at it. But the Wisconsin way, and I think what a lot of the fans here at Camp Randall today are saying is, all right, we've done this the physical way. You're still going to need to be physical. That is never leaves playing football. But it used to be we loved playing teams that wanted to play basketball out on turf. Now we're going to be more of that. It's going to be really fascinating to see how quick you can make that transition.
And we'll start to get a taste of this new look Wisconsin Badgers team coming up in the next few minutes. More to come as our coverage of the launch presented by Old Dutch continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Alongside Mike Lucas, Mark Tauscher, and our sideline reporter, Mike Heller, this is Matt LePay. Welcome to the launch, the Wisconsin football spring game, the first such game since 2018, and the first chance for fans to get a look at Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers. We will have some 11-on-11 work coming up in just a couple of minutes, and so let's just get right to it. Luke, we'll start with you. What are some things that you're looking for here this afternoon?
How about splash plays? Because that has been something that's been accented throughout the spring, the ability to get the ball downfield to some of the receivers, and they would appear to have a pretty deep rotation. So I'm going to keep track of the number of plays of 20 or more yards.
Yeah, to me, it's going to be just what this offense looks like, because it's going to be more spread. You're going to see more up-tempo things than what we've always accustomed to, and it's going to be almost like a bizarro world when it comes to what we've seen from other teams that come in up-tempo, quick, get the ball off. Not that same old ball control, time of possession that we're accustomed to. How that all fits is going to be interesting to look at.
Yeah, the tempo portion of practice is they can snap the ball within 12 to 14 seconds. For the most part of their team portion, it's 22 to 25. So that's 5-6 seconds faster on average than what we're used to seeing with Wisconsin football, sometimes even more than that. So we'll get into that more as we move forward, as we are about set to go with the launch, and a good crowd here on a chilly day, about 40 degrees, doesn't matter. They were lined up outside Camp Randall more than 2 hours ago, and they are settling in to watch a little Badger football on an April afternoon in Madison. We'll get it started in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the